Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to get your horse working forwards, not faster. So for your horse to progress through the levels of dressage training, it is essential that he is in front of your leg and he is working forwards into the bridle. Now, unfortunately, when some riders apply their leg aids, their horses mistakenly increase their tempo and move their legs faster. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover the difference between speed and impulsion. We're going to look at why your horse speeds up, and we're going to tell you how you can encourage your horse to work more forwards without getting faster. So first of all, let's talk about impulsion, which has nothing to do with speed. So your horse needs to be working forwards with a level of energy and activity that is suitable for his level of training. Now, if you apply your leg aids and your horse increases in tempo and speeds up, then you've got a bit of a problem, because as your horse's legs move faster, he will become less balanced and he will put more weight on his forehand. And this can lead to the following negatives. So it can create tension, tightness, an inconsistent tempo, a short and a tight neck. It can also result in contact issues, such as opening the mouth, tilting the head, head shaking, and coming against the bit. And you will also have difficulty with the controls, and you will struggle to bend and position your horse correctly for school movements. Now, a horse that responds this way cannot be described as being in front of the leg, because instead he is rushing away from it. Now, the good news in all of this is that your horse is at least responding to the leg and going forwards, albeit in the wrong way. So now let's talk about what is it that we want to happen. So your goal is to create impulsion without speed. So you want to be able to apply your leg aids and ask for more energy without your horse increasing his tempo. And remember that tempo is the speed of the rhythm. So you want to activate your horse's hind legs underneath him for them to step further underneath his centre of gravity to carry more weight and to push more. Now, once you get this balance just right, you will experience the following results. So you will have an increase in controlled power, and this will allow you to produce a range of variations within the paces, such as collection and extensions. You will also get an increase in thrust, and this increased spring off the ground in trot and canter will give more expression to your horse's paces. Your horse's paces will also have a more pronounced rhythm. And when you combine this pronounced rhythm with the increased thrust that we've just talked about, this will produce cadence. And finally, your horse will display a willingness and an eagerness to obey and respond to your aids. And this enables you to use lighter aids and to create a more harmonious partnership. So now that we know what it is that we're trying to achieve, let's discuss, why does your horse speed up? So your horse may increase in tempo due to one or more of the following reasons. So the first reason for your horse increasing in speed could be due to incorrectly fitting tack and or physical issues. So if your horse is experiencing any pain or tightness, for example, from a pinching saddle, a muscle issue or a previous injury, then rather than increasing in engagement and impulsion, he may instead display quicker, shorter and choppier strides in an effort to escape discomfort. So for your horse to use his body fully and optimally, he needs to be able to work freely without any restriction to his movement. Now, the second reason for an increase in speed is a lack of suppleness. So for your horse to be able to step under and push more with his hind legs, he must first have full body suppleness, but especially longitudinal suppleness. Now, if you remember, longitudinal suppleness is suppleness over your horse's top line, and this is needed for your horse to stretch his hind legs further underneath his body. Now, if your horse is tight through his back and over his top line, then this prevents him from being able to engage, and it leads him to instead move his legs faster. Now, in contrast, if your horse has plenty of elasticity, then he will generate bigger, rounder, and higher strides, therefore creating more impulsion and elevation. Now, moving on to the third possible reason for your horse speeding up, and this is a lack of balance. So if your horse is working downhill with the majority of his weight on his shoulders and on his forehand, then any attempt that you make to increase his energy and to ride your horse more forwards will be futile, because all that will happen is you will drive your horse's forehand further into the ground, and this will cause him to move his legs even faster. So for this reason, your horse must be in a reasonable balance to begin with, and if your horse loses balance during his work, then again this can cause him to increase in tempo. Now the fourth reason we're going to talk about is tension. So when your horse is negatively tense and anxious, his muscles will be tight. Now in this scenario, your horse does not have the full body suppleness and the looseness needed to work energetically forwards whilst maintaining a consistent and a suitable tempo. And if your horse is particularly scared, he may be in flight mode, and he could interpret your leg aids as a signal to run. So to work your horse forwards but not faster, he needs to be physically and mentally relaxed. Now the fifth possible reason for your horse speeding up is an incorrectly established contact. So a correct contact will connect your horse's hind legs to the bit via energy that is transmitted through a supple and swinging back. Now if you have a contact that is tight and restrictive, then you will cause your horse to tighten through his top line and to hollow, and this will prevent that flow of energy. Now on the opposite side of the coin, if you have long and loopy washing line reins, then you have no contact at all, and any energy that you create with your legs will simply escape through the front door rather than being recycled back into your horse's movement. And lastly, an incorrect contact will also lead to an incorrect or a non-existent half halt, which is our next reason for your horse speeding up. So reason number six is an ineffective, an incorrect, or no use of the half halt. So one of the most common reasons for your horse's legs increase in speed, as opposed to increasing in impulsion and forward energy, is the lack of a correct half halt. So the half halt is a crucial tool that allows you to capture and contain the energy that your legs have created. So it is your half halt that communicates to your horse that you do not want him to go faster when you apply your leg aids. And that about wraps up the six possible reasons as to why when you ask your horse for more energy and to work more forwards, he instead gets faster. Now, before we look at how to go about correcting this, let's first talk about what not to do. So to prevent your horse from speeding up when you put your leg on, you must not pull back and hold onto your horse with the reins. Because if you keep a tight rein contact at the same time as pushing your horse forwards with your legs, you will be giving your horse conflicting signals, and you can also easily fall into the trap of cramming your horse between a stronger leg and stronger rein aids. Now, if you keep the handbrake on, this does nothing but create tension and tightness in your horse, which, as we've already discussed, does not contribute to the solution that you are looking for. Now, working your horse in this way will also provide your horse with a less than pleasurable riding experience, and it will not produce a harmonious performance, and your horse may even build up resistance over time. So whatever you do, don't keep the handbrake on. So now we know what not to do, let's talk about how we go about getting your horse to work forwards and not faster. So here are four steps that you can follow to help encourage your horse to work with more impulsion without increasing in speed. So the first step, step number one, is to rule out any physical issues. So your first step is to make sure that there are no physical problems that are prohibiting your horse from being able to use his body fully. So you need to check the fit of your saddle and the rest of your tack and equipment, and you need to ensure that your horse is physically well and sound. And then you can move on to step two, which is all about relaxation. So when you are riding your horse, your first goal is to establish relaxation, both mentally and physically. Now, without relaxation, your horse cannot be loose and supple in his body, and as we've discussed, any tension will create the likeliness of your horse changing tempo and increasing in speed. So during your training, if you lose your horse's relaxation at any point, then you must return to this step and reestablish it before continuing. But once you've got your horse relaxed, you can move on to step three, which is rhythm, suppleness, and contact. So for this step, you need to have your horse working in a correct rhythm, through a supple and swinging back, into a soft and elastic contact. So basically, you need to have established the first three scales in the dressage scales of training. Now, if you want any more information on these scales, then we do have individual podcast episodes and also individual articles available on our website, howtodressage.com. So go and check those out if you need any more help. But if you ask for more energy before these first three scales are in place, then that can cause a lot of problems because your horse will not yet have the physical ability to manage a lot of impulsion and forward energy without stiffening or coming against your hand. And again, this will lead to an increase in speed. Now also, during these first three scales of rhythm, suppleness, and contact, your horse is developing an understanding of your driving aids and your restraining aids, and he's learning how to work between them. This then leads to the development of your half halt, which, as we've already stated, is an essential tool for working your horse more forwards, but not faster. Now, once you've established these first three scales, you can then move on to step four, which is to increase the impulsion with the assistance of the half halt. So you can now slowly start to ask your horse for more forward energy and activity. But at the same time, you need to maintain the rhythm and the tempo. You need to maintain your horse's relaxation and suppleness, and you also need to maintain a soft, elastic contact. Essentially, you must contain the energy that you create with your legs through your half halts, instead of letting the energy escape out the front door and turn into speed. Now, if you follow these four steps, you should be able to ride your horse more forwards without him getting faster. But to give you even more help, we have some exercises to help you increase impulsion without speed. So the first exercise we're going to talk about is circles. So circles encourage your horse to step under with his inside hind leg, and they also help you to manage the tempo whilst at the same time improving your horse's lateral suppleness. So here's an example exercise. And this example exercise is excellent for horses that like to get a little bit too quick, because basically what we're going to do is we're going to spiral inwards to help you gain control of the tempo. So what you need to do is you need to start by riding a 20 meter circle in a good working trot. Then you're going to gradually spiral the circle inwards to either a 10 meter circle or a 15 meter circle, depending on your horse's current level of training. If a 10 meter circle is a little bit too small for your horse at this moment, then that's perfectly fine. Just go down to a 15 meter circle. But then after one circle revolution, you're going to spiral your horse back outward again onto the 20 meter circle. And you're going to repeat this exercise a few times before changing the rein. As mentioned, this decrease in circle size will help you to manage the tempo. And you can also ride this exercise in canter if you want to do so. Now, another example of circles is you could ride a figure of eight. So you would start at the letter A and in working trot, ride a half 20 meter circle to the right. This would take you to X, where you would then ride a full 20 meter circle to the left, all the way back to X again. And then you would ride a final half 20 meter circle to the right to finish back at A. Now again, you can also ride this exercise connecting to 15 meter circles or to 10 meter circles. But again, the circle will help you to keep control of your horse's tempo as you begin to ask for more activity and impulsion. So that was the first lot of exercises. Let's now move on to the second lot of exercises, which is transitions. Now, when ridden correctly, all transitions will help to develop your horse's engagement, your horse's suppleness, and his responsiveness to your half halt. Plus, if your horse begins to get a little too quick, you can ride a smooth downward transition to walk or halt. You can confirm your restraining aids and encourage your horse to take more weight onto his hind legs. Now, arguably, the best exercise for increasing energy without speed is to ride transitions within the paces. So here's two examples. So the first example is to go from medium walk to free walk back to medium walk. And this example exercise is excellent for improving your horse's longitudinal suppleness, so that suppleness over your horse's back, and also encouraging relaxation. So what you would do is you would start by riding a 20 meter circle and establish a good medium walk. You would then allow the reins to slip through your fingers and for your horse to take the contact forward and down. Now, your horse should continue to stretch over his whole top line towards the bit, whilst also maintaining the activity and the tempo of the steps. And then after about, say, half a circle, you would then use gentle half halts and gradually shorten your reins, bringing your horse back into a medium walk. Now, you would repeat this exercise several times on the circle, going from the medium walk to the free walk back to the medium walk, before then changing the rein and repeating the exercise on the other rein. Now, as a little bit of a tip, you need to make sure that your horse continues to march forwards in the walk and that he maintains an active tempo and a regular rhythm. But do not let him fall behind your leg or speed up the walk steps into a jog. Now, the second example exercise we have for you when it comes to riding transitions between the paces is working trot to medium trot to collected trot. Now, this exercise will help to improve your horse's suppleness, it will encourage more engagement, it will increase the activity of his hind legs, and it will also improve your horse's responsiveness to your leg, seat, and rein aids. So what you would do is you would again start on a 20 meter circle and establish a good working trot. You would then ride your horse forwards into either a medium trot or into just a few lengthened strides. Now you need to focus on your horse lengthening the trot strides whilst keeping the same tempo. so use your half halts to rebalance your horse if he speeds up. Now, after a few strides, you can use your half halts to shorten the trot gradually and then make 4 or 5 working trot or collected trot strides. You would then repeat the exercise several times, going from working trot to medium trot to collected trot before changing the rein and repeating the exercise in the other direction. Now, you can also ride this exercise in canter. Now, moving on to the third and final lot of exercises that we have for you, and this is lateral movements. So if you are still struggling to apply your leg aids without your horse rushing off, then riding lateral movements can be an excellent way of controlling the essential forward movement whilst preventing your horse from increasing in tempo. And this is because it's much more difficult for your horse to speed up and to rush when he's moving sideways. Thereby, you're preventing the energy from escaping and you are allowing yourself to contain it on your horse's hind legs. Now, all lateral movements, when they're ridden correctly, will serve this purpose, but we have 2 examples for you. So the first example involves the leg yield. So the leg yield is a great suppling exercise, and it helps to make your horse loose and free in his lateral and his longitudinal movement. And since the leg yield does not require collection, this makes it an ideal exercise for young and novice horses, and also horses that are coming back into work. So what you would do is you would start by establishing a good working trot. You would turn onto the centre line and leg yield towards the outside track. But as you reach the quarter line, you would ride your horse forwards for a few strides before then continuing to leg yield to the outside track again. And once you reach the outside track, you would then ride your horse forwards and repeat the exercise on the opposite rein in the opposite direction. So you're leg yielding, riding forwards, and then leg yielding again. And this helps you to keep control of the movement, to control the tempo, and to also increase the impulsion and the engagement of his hind legs. Now, moving on to the final exercise example that we have for you, and this is a bit of a combination. So it involves shoulder in, circles, and transitions. So you can combine lateral exercises with transitions and circles for additional benefits. So here's an example of what you could do. So you could start in trot on the right rein, and you could ride shoulder in from the corner marker K to the half school marker at E. Then once you get to E, you could ride a 10 metre circle. You could then ride medium trot from E to H, and at H you could transition back into working trot. And then on the next long side of the arena, you would ride shoulder in again from M, and you would repeat the exercise before changing the rein. So you are starting on the long side of the arena in shoulder in. You are riding a 10 metre circle once you reach the half school line, and then you are finishing the rest of the long side of the arena in a medium trot. Now, after a few times, you will find that your horse will start stepping underneath himself automatically, and the result should be a more collected, elevated, expressive, and cadenced pace with maximum energy and lift, with the circles, transitions, and shoulder in helping you to maintain a consistent tempo. So now to wrap up this episode. So your horse should always be forward thinking and reactive to your driving aids. But it becomes a problem when your horse interprets those aids as an instruction to increase in tempo and he rushes forwards. Now, for forward energy to be a useful tool, you must be able to contain it and control it. Only then can it be redirected into producing more power, more thrust, and improving your horse's paces. So when riding, you first need to make sure that your horse is relaxed. You can then work on establishing those first 3 training scales of rhythm, suppleness, and contact before finally asking for more energy and containing it with your half halt. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.